Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey there, it's Kelly and Anthony welcoming you to the Wake Up Calls full show podcast.
You can always catch us live on KFrog Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m.
But if you missed any of today's show or you just wanted to spend a little more time with us, you came to the right place.
So without further ado, let's take it away with today's show.
Let's go!
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 95.1 KFrog.
95.1 KFrog. Good morning. We are the Wake Up Call. It's Kelly and Anthony, 5:09 Tuesday morning. Not Monday.
No. Tuesday. Tuesday. Short work week.
Yes.
Which is nice.
Yeah. It was really weird driving in today because it's like everybody had that long weekend and they're going crazy. Like they were on the Corona Annapolis 9100.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we were all jockeying for a lane. It was crazy.
Well, I was doing on the 215. Don't you worry. I might have been breaking some speed limits to get down here. I mean, not that that's anything new because it happens almost every day when I try and get here. Anthony, are you a speeder or do you kind of go to the speed limits?
I am a speeder. My wife will always let me know. Like, you're going too fast.
And now, remember, he was a tailgater, too. He got a ticket for that.
Right?
That's right. I did. I'm just terrible on the road.
So you're a bad driver.
I am. Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I think I'm pretty good. It's just sometimes I'll get that lead foot, and I won't realize how fast I'm going, especially at this time when there's really no one else on the road. I mean, for me, I was, like, the only car out there.
Really?
Yeah.
See, and the 215, when I come down, is always packed. Mm-hmm. But it's like people are flying. Like, I feel like I have to do 80 just to keep up. Otherwise, I'm going to get ran over. And I'm in a truck.
Yeah.
I'm like, come on, people. But, hey, whatever. I get here when I get here.
Tell yourself that. Yeah. I got to go 80.
It makes me feel better. That's what I'll tell the officer, too.
That's right. Yeah.
Did you want me to get ran over?
Sir, you don't get it. Yeah.
Yes. It was for my own safety. I had to do 85 to get to work today.
Poor thing.
So Lady A has a new song out, What If I Never Get Over You?
So
another
good.
Amazing heartbreak song.
I love it.
So lucky for us, we have Lady Annabellum up nice and early with us. Good morning, guys. We want to know your all-time best breakup advice.
Do it on text.
That
means the most.
Do it on text.
That's horrible.
Do it on
text.
Yeah, or just go ahead, like social media, you know, just like unfriend someone. I think that, like, there's something about that feels classic.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's no doubt that you guys are having fun at your Las Vegas residency, but there was a hiccup recently where the entire power went out. You guys totally handled it like pros, but has anything ever happened that just totally threw you for a loop?
There's always things that happen during live shows. I mean, Charles fell off the stage one time.
Oh,
I fell through a speaker. Hillary got a bloody lip one time. I mean, there's been all kinds of hiccups.
Well, we got to talk to you guys before you started your Las Vegas residency. And Charles, you actually got pimped out as being the one that would be up all night gambling. So we got to ask you, so far in terms of gambling, are you up or down?
You know what? I'm hovering, and I will say I was down for a bit, and I waited till the last show to stay up and gamble, and I stayed at a roulette table for like 6 hours straight with my security guy. He stayed there with me, and we both just gambled, and we won. We stayed up gambling until like 5 because we were on fire, and so I actually got my money back. So I call that a win. You know,
nice.
Even money is good in Vegas.
All right, question for all three of you individually. If you were not in Lady Antebellum, what band would you want to be part of?
Oh, the Beatles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say BTS. I'd want to be in the Eagles. I love, like, Timothy B. Schmidt playing bass, singing harmony. That'd be fun.
I think I would want to be in...
I can't be excited for this answer.
Destiny's Child.
Yes. Hillary and Beyonce, I dig it.
I love it.
Hey, we're both twin moms. We have a lot in common.
That's true.
You guys should start your own band.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, have the guys say about that.
Hey, listen, if you can get Beyonce down to do something with you, I'm all about it. Just, you know, just let me come, like, be your assistant or something.
I think we have our moment for Stagecoach next year.
Oh,
Lady Annabelle brings out Beyonce.
Make it happen.
How
on,
awesome would that be?
That would be fantastic.
You can check out our full interview with Lady Annabelle. It's up right now at kfrog.com.
the only morning show I wake up with.
In the morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Now waking up.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
5:57 here at K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Taking a look at what's trending this morning. And it looks like a lot of new parents are looking to nature for inspiration when it comes to naming their kids. In a brand new study, young parents are increasingly using botanicals as a source for picking a name. Of the top five girls' names, the most significantly increased in popularity in the past 10 years, were three of them were a nod to nature, with Willow, Violet, and Ivy.
Okay.
Cute. I like them. Now, there were no boy names in the top 100 for baby names of 2019, so you are off the hook.
Okay, good.
But here's the most popular nature-related girl names. I'll throw them at you. Tell me if you like them. We already hit Willow, Ivy, and Violet.
Okay.
Lily.
Okay, that's cute.
Cute. Poppy.
Cute.
It sounds fresh, exciting.
Yeah, it sounds like she's having a good personality.
Daisy.
Okay.
Makes me think of Daisy Duck. I don't know. Rose.
I think that's very popular.
I think it's
more popular as a middle name, though.
What do you think of when you hear Rose?
I think of the Golden Girls.
Oh, really? I thought you were going to go Titanic.
Oh, yeah. Titanic, too.
I think Bachelor.
Oh, you would. So.
All right. How about Jasmine?
Okay. With Aladdin, I'm sure it's going to be huge.
Yeah, which I saw this weekend, which was really good. And Olive.
Olive? Okay.
I like all of those. I was thinking it's going to be something.
All of those?
Oh, hey. I didn't even... It's Tuesday. I was thinking they were going to go with something weird with, like, eucalyptus or, you know.
Hopefully not. Like, as a kid, how do you spell that? I don't even think I can spell that right now.
Yeah.
All right. I do enjoy shopping. We're probably not as much as self-confessed shopaholic Carissa Barker. So Carissa has been making headlines for her unique way that she is funding her shopping habit. She confessed to donating plasma twice a week to bankroll her shopping sprees. In addition to her bi-weekly donations, she says she's also a part-time nanny and she's a student. She revealed that she gets $20 for the first donation and then $50 the second time. Just last year, she made over $3,000 for her plasma donation.
What?
She said she would absolutely recommend it for people who are short of cash and want to go shopping. Here's the not so shocking part of everything. Carissa has a YouTube channel where she shares all of her shopping trips and plasma donations. Ugh. Like, okay, if you are doing this to get the word out that, hey, this is a great way to help somebody out, you can donate plasma. But if you're doing it to get shoes and clothes, probably not the right way. And I just think about it. It's like, okay, she's funding this for a habit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, it's shoes. It's not that bad. It's not like it's, but it still doesn't make it any better.
No. I'm glad you're not jumping on this train, too, thinking,
yeah,
it's more shopping money for me.
I did make an appointment for later this week. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm totally kidding.
Cancel it.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Love it.
Chase Rice here on K-Frog. Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony, and Kelly has your grab-and-go gossip.
It's brought to you by Dr. Troy Andreessen at PlasticSurgery.com, where you can always call for consultation at 1-800-NEW-LOOK. All right, the mommy shamers are going to have a field day with Cardi B in a now-deleted Instagram post. She admitted to spending $80,000 in diamond jewelry for her daughter, who turns one in July. Could you imagine spending that much money on a one-year-old?
No, I could not.
I'd be more scared that she would swallow the diamond,
let alone
be like flossing all over Instagram.
Not safe for a baby.
All right, that is one way to spoil your kids. Most typical parents splurged over the weekend and spent the day at the theater seeing the biggest family movie to hit, Aladdin. For the three-day weekend, the movie raked in over $86 million. Aunt, you saw it. Mm-hmm. Out of five stars, how many would you give it? Because the reviews online were definitely mixed.
3.8.
3.8.
Yes.
Okay. And you had one main criticism. Who was the character that didn't live up to the hype?
It had to be the genie. I mean, right when it came out, I thought, oh, Will Smith is going to be a good person to play that role.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't bad. It's just when you think of the original film
and
Robin Williams being the voice of the genie, like, there's nobody that can compare to it. So
he wasn't Robin Williams.
Right. So when you go to see it, it makes you appreciate Robin a whole lot more because it's just one of those roles you can't duplicate. But, Will was okay. But I would say, as a family, I would say go take the family and see it. It's definitely worth going to the theater.
All right. We'll definitely be checking that out. All right. Taylor Swift doesn't want to talk about having kids, so don't ask her. As it was found out over the weekend, she was doing an interview with a German news outlet, and they asked, are you ready to settle down and become a mother? her 30th birthday is coming up, so that's why they're bringing this up. She turns 30 in December. Well, she responded exactly how you would imagine Taylor to respond. She says, I really don't think men are asked that question when they turn 30, so I'm not going to answer that now.
Boom.
Right? She shut it down. Now, she's been dating Joe Alwyn for more than 2 years, so I think people are thinking, okay, well, maybe we'll get some engagement news soon. The 30th birthday, maybe he'll pop the question then. Again, Taylor's one of those private people. I don't think if she did it, she's not going to be the one to go straight to Instagram and be like, check out my huge ring.
Yeah.
I think it would be something where we're going to see her on a red carpet and we're like, is she wearing a ring on that finger?
Yeah, she could be married right now.
And we have no idea.
Do you think they will at least get engaged by the end of the year?
2 years is a long time, but then again, it's Taylor Swift.
You never know with her, but I think this might be the guy.
Well, it all depends. When the album comes out, if it's a happy album,
we'll know.
We might be getting closer to a ring. If it's a sad album, we got a breakup coming.
Good morning. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
I'm kind of sad. Tonight is going to be the last T-ball game for Carter. The season is over.
That's it?
It's done.
He played, like, four games?
Yeah, most of them got rained out.
All of them were raining?
Right? So tonight is going to be the end of the era for the very first T-ball season. So last night I was kind of prepping him for the last game and what's to come. So here's just a little bit of our conversation last night.
What do you think your team needs to do to win the game?
They need to just hit the ball like that. Catch it.
Are you going to smash the ball?
Yeah. Hard.
Do you think you'll hit a home run?
Yeah.
Like, for sure?
Sure.
After the game, we're going to go get pizza. Does that sound good?
A pizza party?
Yeah. Do you think your team deserves a pizza party?
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to most, the game or the pizza?
The pizza.
The pizza, for sure. And then he had to ask me, but are we going to the one that has the arcade? Like, yeah, we're going there.
I feel like that's how every pregame interview should be with any athlete. You want to get pizza afterwards?
Okay, sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Well, and it was funny because all the parents I talked to before he started, they're like, don't get too wrapped up in it. It's just T-ball. Like, he's going to be more excited for snacks than he will to play the game. Mm-hmm. And it was totally true.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, did you see I got fruit snacks and a candy bar? And I'm like, awesome. Yay.
That's what it's all about at that age.
It was so fun to see him and experience that as like a parent, though, seeing him get up there and, you know, from hitting on the tee to now he can hit off a pitch. And I had those proud mommy moments. I also had those moments where I made up where I was like, you see that? He's batting fourth. Like, that's pretty good, babe. And he's like, they rotated. He's not batting fourth every single time.
No, he's batting cleanup. He was like, no. Get all the RBIs.
He's that good, babe. So we thought, in honor of Carter's last game tonight, we want to let you brag a little bit on your kids. We want to hear the best sports story you have about your kid.
Yes. I don't have any kids, so I'll just tell you mine. It was my very first year of Little League, and I had hit what I still to this day will call a home run, but it was just like a single with a couple errors because the kids were overthrowing.
So you were able to run all the way around?
So I was able to go all the way around, but it was on my birthday, and it was Mother's Day. So my mom thought, you know, it was for her.
And you did it for her. That's like,
yeah,
sweet.
It did.
All right. Weigh in with your kids' stories, all-time best sports stories. You can call or text us right now, 888-431-3764. I love this one. Came in on Facebook. Lisa was telling us about her son. She said he was having a hard time. He was afraid that he was going to strike out. So he just stood there. He didn't even swing. So the team finally made it to playoffs. And when he decided to have a swing, he had a huge swing and he got a grand slam for the win.
It's a good thing he swung.
Time to show up.
Way to go. Here's a text message coming in from the 951. Says, my son hit the game-winning three at the buzzer in overtime. It was amazing. It was his senior year, one of his last games, and his dad is the coach. It was so beautiful, I cried.
Oh,
as you should.
Yes. Another text message here from the 909 says, I have two boys that play water polo. Their team won back-to-back CIF championships, something that they had never done in our school district. It was pretty cool to hear the game announcers announcing the brother duo scoring. It was an especially proud moment when people would ask, both of those players are yours?
You betcha.
Yep, these jeans, that's what did it. All right, let's hear about your athlete.
My daughter is a ridiculous softball player. It was like one tournament game that we had to win. We had a batter on third, and chick came up to bat and hit it into the outfield, and she's a center fielder. And my daughter threw from about 280 to to home plate to stop the winning run in the tournament.
Whoa!
Yeah, she has a ridiculous arm.
Wow, that was like a Bellinger throw from last night.
She's got a cannon.
Right? It's pretty incredible.
Proud mommy moment.
Not bad. I love this story. It came in from Gregory on K-Frog's Facebook page. It says, we were at the IE66ers game years ago with my son. Tommy Lasorda was there. In between innings, Tommy was signing balls and posing for pictures. So it's my son's turn. He goes to take a picture with Tommy. After they take the photo, Tommy notices that my son's wearing his hat backwards. He asks, are you a ball player? My son says, yeah. Tommy says, I've never met a ball player who wears his hat like that. Turn it around so we can take another picture. And I've met Tommy Lasorda before, and he is that old school, like, do it the right way, son.
God love Tommy Lasorda. Here's another one from Facebook. Jennifer weighed in, said at her son's very first T-ball game, he was up to bat. He was the first batter. He hit the ball off the tee, and he started running as fast as he could, except he was running towards third base.
By the way, here's one coming in from Jody on our Facebook page. It says, my kid would drink his Gatorade or water as soon as we would give it to him, and he'd have to pee. Never fails. He would stand on third base and hit his sports cup with his fist and do the chicken dance. It was so embarrassing.
All parents, I think, have seen that one.
I think
for
so.
Sure. But that's like our routine. Okay, do you have to go pee? Go pee before your game. You can't pee in the game.
Especially on third.
Go ahead, turn it up, up, up.
Brightens up your day. Wakes me up and gets me in the mood.
It's the Wake Up Call.
Don't stop me.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Brantley Gilbert here on K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. Brantley going to be part of Tailgate Fest. And we want to try to send somebody a pair of tickets up for grabs right now with a round of the 10 question takeover. Are you ready?
I hope so.
Here we go.
Last time I bombed it.
All right, question one. The Indy 500 took place over the weekend. What state is that held in?
Indiana.
Indiana's correct.
Question number two. What judge on The Voice announced that he'd be leaving the show?
It is Adam Levine.
Adam Levine is correct.
Question three. Taurus, Scorpio, and Leo are all what?
Zodiac signs.
That's correct.
Question number four. In West Side Story, there are two gangs, the Sharks and the Who?
I don't know. The Devils?
Not the Devils. Thanks. In West Side Story, there's the Sharks and the Who?
Goldfish?
Goldfish. All right. Still on question number four. In West Side Story, there are two gangs, the Sharks and the Who?
The Jets.
The Jets are correct.
Question five. What baseball team has the nickname the Bronx Bombers?
The Yankees?
The Yankees are correct.
Question number six. What retired ocean liner is now a hotel in Long Beach?
Queen Mary.
Queen Mary is correct.
Question seven. What fast food restaurant is known as the home of the Whopper?
Burger King.
Burger King is correct.
Question number eight. Where did Randy Houser and Tucker Bethard play yesterday?
Lake Elsinore.
Yes, Storm Stadium for West Coast Thunder. You got it.
All right, question nine. In the movie Finding Dory, who's the voice of Dory?
Angelina Jolie, by any chance.
No, not Angelina.
She does have those fish lips, though.
All right, tell us, who is the voice of Dory?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen DeGeneres is correct.
Here we go. Question number 10. You get this right, you win those tickets to Tailgate Fest, okay?
Okay.
This Tailgate Fest artist wrote Garth Brooks' hit More Than a Memory, but he's also written hits for himself like Hard to Love, Love Like Crazy, and Parking Lot Party. Do you know who it is?
Brantley Gilbert.
It is not Brantley Gilbert. Sorry. All right, lucky you. You get to pick up on question number 10. If you get this right, you win those Tailgate Fest tickets, okay?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Here we go. This Tailgate Fest artist wrote Garth Brooks' hit More Than a Memory, but he's also written hits for himself like Hard to Love, Love Like Crazy, and Parking Lot Party.
That is my favorite Lee Bryce.
You know it, girl, and you're going to see him at a Tailgate Fest.
Woohoo!
Oh, my God. Thank you guys so much.
That's right. Lee Bryce, Brantley Gilbert, Brett Eldridge, Clint Black, and so many more. You're going to be heading out to East Vail to go see those guys.
Oh, my God. I literally wanted to get the tickets to Lee Bryce. I'm so excited.
What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Danielle from Huntington Beach.
Well, Danielle, don't worry about getting those tickets. We are hooking you up. Everybody else, get your tickets now. LATailgateFest.com. And prices are going up this Saturday.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Wake up.
Waking you up every morning.
It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Every morning.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
Rascal Flatts here on 95.1 K-Frog. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony. That song always brings out my inner Lightning McQueen.
Right?
I always think of Cars.
Always makes me think of Cars.
Love Cars. I remember when Cars Land first opened up at Disney's California Adventure. My wife and I, we went the opening day.
Oh, gosh.
Crazy packed.
Really?
But, I mean, I loved it. Cars is one of my favorite movies, so I was like, we have to go. I won't be going to the opening day of Star Wars Land.
No, and see, I still have never been on the Cars ride, and everyone's like, it's the greatest ride ever.
Because wait's like 3 hours long every day.
Well, I'm hoping now with the Star Wars Galaxy Edge opening up.
It'll take some people out.
Take some people away so that I could actually like go ride. I mean, I can't now because I'm pregnant, but...
And I would love to go to the opening day of Star Wars Land, but I'm not on any special lists or have any wristbands or nothing.
Well, and that just shows you the hype that's behind everything that's going on at Disneyland. They had to actually do a reservation system. And I saw friends who were trying to get reservations, and they were put into like a wait room just to see if they could actually get in to possibly get a reservation to go into Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And then once you're in there, you only have a 4-hour window.
That's amazing.
Then you have to leave. It's crazy. It's like you have to be super lucky to get on the reservation list for that. So we wanted to see, did anybody get on the reservation list? Do you have the reservations? Because it opens up on Friday.
Right.
When are you going? And maybe will you be like our eyes on the ground? Tell us what there is. Because I've actually already seen some people, too, that had like the behind the scenes. They got to go in. Either they know an employee that works there or whatever it was. So I know somebody already knows what's inside Star Wars Galaxy.
And it looks super cool.
Oh, all the aerial photos.
Yeah, same. I've seen all the photos and people that have got to go, you know, back there before everybody else. But yeah, I want to see if we can get someone on the phone right now and see who's actually going to be there opening day.
So we want to see, did anybody actually get on the reservation list? Did you make it?
I am. My mom got on the computer at like 9:30 in the morning, the day the reservations opened. And we have reservations for June 10th. We're going to go. My whole family's flying down from Northern California.
Wow.
Just for the one day.
That is awesome. Now, when it comes to Star Wars, like how geeky does the family get when it comes to Star Wars?
My dad's the biggest geek, and he's not really a big Disney fan, so like this is his one thing that he's really excited for. And my boyfriend's been saving up for like a month now. He wants to get one of like the $200 custom built lightsabers, so that's his goal that day.
I love it when you're already planning out your trip. You haven't even made it there, but you know exactly what you're spending your money on.
Money well spent on the lightsaber. You gotta get one.
All right, Jamie is on hold. Did you get your reservations?
I'm actually going 3 times. I'll be there June 11th, 12th, and the 20th.
How did you get 3 reservations?
We don't even have one.
So I got one with my pass. My best friend got us a reservation with her pass. And then we made reservations at the hotel, and that gives you an entry also.
Man, you have all of your bases covered.
Yeah, we made sure to like get on top of it right away.
So how big of a Star Wars fan are you?
Honestly, I'm not a huge fan, although my best friend is a huge fan. So I'm a huge Disney fan, so I'm excited to check it out and see what, you know, see how they put that together.
You are going to get stabbed with a lightsaber right now saying that.
I'm ready for battle.
You know how many people are so mad at her right now? You're not even a Star Wars fan. You're going 3 times.
I was honestly hoping that she was going to say, yeah, I have 3 and I want to give you guys one. But then she hung up.
Yeah, that was not the case.
Shoot.
All right. Do you have your reservations?
Already been inside.
You have. Okay. Give us the scoop. How cool is it?
It's like super cool. It's like almost real. So I'm a cast member and I took one of my coworkers up from another job. And so we got to experience the Millennium Falcon. The longest that we waited in line was maybe like a half an hour, and that was to get into the cantina that they have there. So they actually serve alcoholic beverages in the cantina.
Nice. You can get one of those and then jump on the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, we jumped on the Millennium Falcon, which was really cool also. I mean, you actually feel like you're really in there with in the movie, actually. You know how you have the hyperdrive and everything? So it's like that. It's really amazing how much Disney puts the detail in there.
I have no idea what she's talking about, but it sounds amazing.
I say, did you hear when she said they serve alcohol? You hear Gina go, ooh.
Right?
She's buying a pass right now.
Hey, come on, wake up.
Waking up. It's the Wake Up Call with Kelly and Anthony.
Puts me in a good mood for the day.
Uplifting.
Very funny.
On 95.1 K-Frog.
That's a wrap for the Wake Up Call's full show podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Make sure you rate and subscribe the podcast, and you can follow us on social media.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at K-Frog Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.